And joining me on the line from deepest, darkest Cheshire, I think you're in, aren't you, Andy?
Yeah, hello, welcome to Cheshire. How are you, Cliff?
Not too bad. This is Andy Wold, ladies and gents. Wold, say hello to Andy.
Yeah, hi, everybody. Now, hello, everybody. Am I sitting in a bucket like Stacey was, or was it coming through loud and clear?
No, you're loud and clear. No, Stacey has his own bucket.
Oh, fabulous, fabulous.
So,
well, Stacey is a one-off.
So, I would say, where are you from? But I think we've just covered that, haven't we?
Yeah. We're calling you from the beautiful Peak District on the borders of Cheshire and Derbyshire. We had a little bit of snow this morning, but, you know, it's one jumper colder where we are anyway. So, hello, everybody. I can see the... this chat thread going mental, which is great. Chips and gravy, please.
Now, what's your broadcast experience, please?
Well, I did a show with you last year.
And that's about the size of it, really, isn't it?
That's very rude. Yes, it is. That is totally the size of it. I talk a good talk, but no, this will be my first radio show, and I'm really very excited about it.
Fantastic. Now, you are more well-known for other things in the prog community, aren't you? Would you care to tell us about those?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, there's probably one or two people listening in that's got one or both of the books that I've written over the last 5 years. I was lucky enough to write the official biography of Twelfth Night, which came out in 2009, a book called Play On, which was a real, real interesting time getting to know those guys, and also worked on a producer of their MMX DVD as well, which some of you may have. And also, subsequent to that, I was approached by my friends from Galahad in Bournemouth to write their biography as well, which is called One for the Record, and that came out about 2 years ago this week. So it was a really interesting time to write those two books and actually become good mates with both of those bands as well.
And both of them are thoroughly interesting reads as well.
Well, I think so.
Well, you would. Now, you're going to be taking part on Progzilla Radio basically as part of a stream that we're calling Progzilla Sundays. And the general idea is that you're going to be on once a month, the first Sunday of every month. And Progzilla Sundays is basically going to be four different presenters in a cycle. And so what is your show going to be called, and what is your focus? What is your sort of sphere, as it were?
Absolutely. Well, my show is called The Progzilla Files, and we broadcast on the first Sunday of every month. So starting this Sunday, the 8th at 8 o'clock, will be the first edition of the Progzilla Files, and we will be exploring the dusty side roads of Prog's back catalogue. So we were taking all the classic bands of the 70s and the 80s, but taking a different twist. So each show will be themed, an hour-long show with a theme. So it may be a musician, it may be a band, it may be an album, it may be a genre, it may be poll results, it could be some remixes, it could be some fantasy albums. There's lots and lots of stuff going on. And the first show on Sunday will be exploring the extracurricular activities of a particularly old goat of a guitar player. Some clues there who that might be. So we'll be playing some David Bowie, some Talking Heads, Brian Eno, Porcupine Tree, Track by the Roaches, Blondie. You can probably guess where we're going with that one. That's the first show in March. In April, we'll be doing wall-to-wall classic Genesis. I've mixed together about 18 of their pieces into one long 60-minute program, which is great fun. And then in April, we'll be looking at Mike Oldfield's guitar sessions for other people.
Excellent.
So he's worked with David Bedford, Pekka Pahola, his brother Terry, and all sorts of other people. And we've got all sorts of great themes lined up over this year. And I'm really, really looking forward to broadcasting every first Sunday from 8 o'clock on Progzilla. How about that?
Excellent. Well done. Now, you've picked two tracks for this evening. Would you care to introduce them?
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. So this is two in one going on here. We're going to start with King Crimson's classic song Indiscipline from one of my favourite albums and from one of your favourite albums, Cliff, which is Discipline from 1981. And then we'll have the finale from Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells 3, which is an orgasmic guitar solo, which I'm particularly fond of. So two in one from Andy from the Progzilla Files every Sunday, every fourth Sunday at 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock.
Okay. Thank you very much, Andrew. And we look forward to the show.
Cheers, Cliff. Talk to you soon, man.
Bye-bye now.
I do remember one thing. It took hours and hours, and by the time I was done with it, I was so involved, I didn't know what to think. I carried it around with me for days and days, playing little games, like not looking at it for a whole day, and then looking at it to see if I still liked it. I did! Myself when under stress, I repeat myself when under stress, I repeat myself when under stress, I repeat myself when under stress, I repeat. The more I look at it, the more I like it. I do think it's good. The fact is, no matter how closely I study it, no matter how I take it apart, no matter how I break it down, it remains consistent. I wish you were here to see it!
Are just the tracks you're looking for.
Two outstanding choices there, Andy. That was King Crimson and Indiscipline from, as Andy quite rightly pointed out, a very important album to me, 1981's Discipline. And that was followed by the finale of Tubular Bells 3 by Mike Oldfield. And, yeah, I think it's time I push this button here.
Coming at you from a broom cupboard in deepest, darkest England, you're listening to Progzilla.